Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, National Real Estate Salesperson License Exam Prep, Everything You Need to Become a Real Estate Agent, is a test preparation guide aimed at people studying for a real estate salesperson licensing exam in the United States. Published under the Easy Route Test Prep name, it fits the practical exam prep category rather than a theory-driven textbook or narrative work. The title indicates a broad scope, combining general licensure preparation with focused support for math calculations, which are a recurring concern in real estate exams. Based on the available information and the standard structure of this genre, the book is intended to help readers review core licensing topics, practice exam-style questions, and build confidence with the quantitative parts of the test. Its purpose is straightforward: to support candidates who need a compact, exam-oriented resource for passing a state or national licensing assessment and moving into practice as a real estate agent. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a licensing first structure built around exam readiness. The central function of this book is preparation for the real estate salesperson license exam. So its content is likely organized around what candidates need to recall under test conditions rather than around broader professional theory. In this kind of study guide, the emphasis typically falls on the concepts most frequently tested: agency, contracts, financing basics, property ownership, disclosures, and transaction procedures. That matters because licensing exams are not designed to measure every dimension of real estate practice. They assess whether a candidate has enough baseline knowledge to enter the field responsibly. A book with this focus is useful when it keeps the material tightly aligned with exam scope, avoids excessive digressions, and presents information in a way that supports memorization and review. The practical value is that readers can use it as a final stage tool to identify weak areas, confirm terminology, and work through the kinds of questions that appear on the actual test. Secondly, real estate math is a recurring hurdle and a study priority. The title highlights math explicitly, and that is one of the book's most important signals. Real estate exams usually include a limited but consequential set of calculation questions, and many candidates struggle less with the concept of the math than with speed and confidence. A focused prep book in this category generally covers commissions, prorations, property area calculations, simple interest, percentage conversions, loan-to-value style reasoning, and other transaction-based formulas. The value of presenting math separately is that it allows readers to isolate problem-solving patterns instead of treating every calculation as a new task. This is especially important because real estate math tends to be procedural. Once a student learns the correct setup, many questions become repeatable. A good study guide also helps prevent common mistakes such as misreading units, confusing gross and net figures, or losing accuracy when converting fractions and percentages. In exam terms, that can be the difference between a borderline score and a passing one. Thirdly, broad coverage of the core knowledge tested on salesperson exams. The strongest study guides present this material in condensed, test-oriented form, so readers can absorb definitions and connect them to likely exam scenarios. That kind of structure is especially useful for new entrants who may not have any prior industry exposure. It helps them see how each topic fits into the life cycle of a real estate transaction, from listing and disclosure to financing and closing. In a preparation book, breadth is important, but breadth only works when it is paired with enough clarity to support retention and quick review. Fourthly, practice-driven learning for memory, timing, and exam confidence. Books in the exam prep category are most effective when they are designed for repetition rather than passive reading. That usually means practice questions, answer explanations, review sections, and quick reference summaries that reinforce recall. For a real estate salesperson exam, this approach is especially useful because many questions test the same idea in slightly different language. A standpoint in which repeated exposure helps the reader learn how to decode wording, identify distractors, and distinguish between closely related legal or financial concepts. Practice-based study also improves time management, which is important on a licensing exam where candidates must move efficiently through mixed topic areas. Another advantage is that review questions expose gaps that a student may not notice during ordinary reading. If a reader can answer practice items correctly only when the wording is familiar, that signals the need for deeper review. A good prep guide, therefore, functions not just as a source of information, but as a diagnostic tool that turns uncertainty into focused study. Lastly, a compact bridge between classroom theory and first professional use. Although the book is aimed at passing the exam, the most useful licensing guides also help readers make the transition into actual practice. That is important because new agents often need to move quickly from test preparation to basic professional competence. Topics such as commission splits, agency duties, disclosures, and transaction steps are not just exam subjects. They are also the framework of everyday work in a brokerage environment. A guide that frames these topics clearly can reduce the gap between theoretical study and practical application. This is a major strength in the real estate prep category, where some books are overly broad and others are too narrow to be useful after test day. The likely appeal of this book is that it is positioned as a straightforward, utility-focused resource, concise enough for exam review, but practical enough to reinforce the language and calculations readers will encounter once licensed. That makes it especially relevant for first-time candidates, who want a single book that supports both passing the test and understanding what comes next. In conclusion, this book should be read by aspiring real estate agents who want a focused, exam-centered study tool rather than a general introduction to the industry. It is especially relevant for readers who need structured review of licensing content and extra support with real estate math. Since that combination is one of the most common pressure points in exam preparation, the practical benefit of a book like this is efficiency. It can help candidates identify what to study, reinforce the terminology used on the test, and build familiarity with the calculation problems that often cause avoidable errors. Compared with broader real estate books, its strength is specificity. Compared with question-only drill books, its likely advantage is that it appears to combine content review with calculation support, giving readers both context and practice. In a crowded test prep category, that balance matters. A guide that stays close to the exam blueprint while also addressing the math component directly is better positioned to serve first-time test takers, career changers, and anyone who wants a compact resource to use during the final stage of preparation. If you would like to support EasyRoute Test Prep, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.